Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Michelle and I'll be your host for today. So how was your weekend? I hope everyone did great. Today we are going to take a look at something with a heavy heart. That is why Colombia has taken in 1 million Venezuelans. It's like Monday isn't blue enough, right? Well, but I guess this is the kind of issue that really deserves our attention. So let's talk about the country, Venezuela, first. Venezuela, Venezuela, is rich in oil reserves. 这个国家它富含石油。Rich in oil reserves, and was once the wealthiest country in Latin America, 曾经非常富有 but now the country is undergoing hyperinflation. 但这个国家现在正处在一个疯狂通货膨胀的状态 undergoing hyperinflation.Like crazy. According to the news report, prices in Venezuela have been doubling every 26 days on average, and this has left many people in the country unable to afford basic items like food and medicine. Even for those who have money, they are also struggling with shortages of all sorts of supplies becausealmost all the stores and supermarkets were closed for good. Not to mention the crime rate is climbing and there are strikes every day. This is literally chaotic. So what happened to this once the wealthiest country in Latin America? I am not an expert, so I would not say I know every aspect of the situation. From what I have known, it's the exact wealth earned from oil that leads the country to many of its economic crises. The thing is, the economy of the country was tied way too close to its oil production. That is, the money the country earned from exporting oil was sufficient enough to support their economic system, and so they didn't really bother to produce much else.In other words, most of the basic supplies they needed were relied on imports from abroad. And once the oil price go down, they cannot produce nor have money for those supplies to support themselves. Yeah, anyway, that is how I understood the situation. Now, millions of Venezuelans are fleeing from their home, and while many countries are closing their borders in an era of record-setting migration, Colombia is trying their best not to turn anyone away. That is quite a long intro for a speaking challenge, isn't it? So without further ado, let's read the passage for today.More than 1 million Venezuelans have moved to Colombia in recent years, and in an era of record-setting migration, when borders seem to be getting thicker, harder to cross, Colombia is doing something that you don't see very often. It's opening its doors and it's letting people in. Once again, more than 1 million Venezuelans.Have moved to Colombia in recent years. And in an era of record-setting migration, when borders seem to be getting thicker, harder to cross, Colombia is doing something that you don't see very often. It's opening its doors and it's letting people in. Okay, before we talk about the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 我们来针对这个段落的发音做一些练习。首先 more than 跟 a 可以连起来变成 than, more than a million Venezuelans. 好，我们来练习念一下这个国家的名字。首先国家委内瑞拉 Venezuela,OK, 再一次 Venezuela. 那如果是这个国家的人委内瑞拉人 we say Venezuelan, Venezuelan, OK? So Venezuelans have moved to Colombia. Have 跟 moved 这两个字的尾音都可以点到带过就好了，不用很用力的发出声音。Have moved to Colombia in recent years. Recent 跟 years 也可以连起来变成 recent tears. Okay. And in an era of record-setting migration, 这个单字 era.In an era of record, 好，这个字我们是名词，所以重音在前面。Record setting migration. When borders seem, 好，这里 borders 的尾音跟下一个字的开头都是 S 的音，所以我们就念一个就好了。Borders seem. So when borders seem to be getting thicker, harder to cross,Colombia is doing something that you don't see very often. 这里的 you don't see, the don't 的尾音 t, 你会注意到它不见了、弱化到几乎不用去理它。我们可以把舌尖只停留在 n 的位置就好。不过我会建议 t 的部分还是给它一点描述停顿一下。So that you don't see very often.Alright, it's opening its doors and it's letting people in. 好，最后这三个字我们可以来练习。首先 let 这个字它的母音发音呢是 在发这个音的时候呢，你的两颊肌肉是 hold 住的，不用拉开，只是稍微把你的下颚打开一点而已，你会发出 let. 而下一个字 people 的母音呢，它就会需要拉长 e， 所以这个时候你会发现你在念 people 的时候，你的两颊肌肉会稍微有一点拉开，很像有人把你脸颊拉开的感觉。 people 最后一个字呢 n， 肌肉又 hold 回来了，两颊的肌肉又 hold 住了，我们不拉开，我们在发 n 的母音的时候 it 一样，两颊肌肉不动，只有下颚稍微开一点。 OK， 所以在 let peopleIn 这三个字里面，你会注意到肌肉是 hold 住、再拉开、再 hold 住的状况。Letting people in. Okay. All right. Now let's read the sentences one more time. More than a million Venezuelans have moved to Colombia in recent years, and in an era of record-setting migration, when borders seem to be getting thicker, harder to cross.Colombia is doing something that you don't see very often. It's opening its doors and it's letting people in. Okay, now let's move on to the vocabulary. The first word is era. Era. The word era is referring to a period of time in the history that has a distinct quality or feature.Era 这个字呢，翻译就是时代、时期。那我们特别可以把它拿来用在描述历史的某一段独有特色或风格的时期，我们可以用 era。比如说 ，for example, you might often hear people say it's the end of an era. It's the end of an era. 这是一个时代的结束。It's the end of an era. It's like when my favorite TV series Friends finished filming.我最喜欢的一个影集六人行 Friends When it's finished filming, it's like the end of an era to me. 对我来说就是一种时代的结束。 Okay. And next we have set a record. Set a record. 创纪录 If you can achieve something no one has ever achieved, you set a record. So the sentence can go likeOur lovely Winnie sets a record for the most viewed video on VoiceTube. 我们的 Winnie 她创了一个 VoiceTube 观看、记录最高的次数。Okay, set a record. She sets a record. Next word is migration. Migration. It means movements from one place to another.There are animals migration like birds migration, fish migration, and butterfly migration, etc. Also, there are human migration, that is, movement of a group of people to a new place or country in order to find better living conditions, like what Venezuelans are going through right now. And then we've got refugee. Refugee. Refugees are people who are forced to flee to a foreign country to escape from threatening situations in their homeland.
那跟迁徙不同啊 ,refugee 它就是被迫要离开自己的国家由于一些可能会威胁到生命的因素而不得不离开他的家乡。所以就是难民或逃亡者。
And do you know how many refugees there are in the world right now? I googled this up and here's the number. There are 68.5 million people around the world who have been forced to flee from their home due to violent conflict. 68.5 million. It's like,
我的数学，总之快要7000万的人口吧。
This number is kind of freaking me out. Yeah, I gotta say this is not an ideal topic for Monday, isn't it? Alright, I will try to find something that's more morale lifting next time, okay? Promise. But still, we got one more to go, so please bear with me. The last word we have here is border. Border. Border.Border means the line that divides two countries.
简单翻译就是边境国界。
We can use the word in a sentence like this. Many North Korean who fled across the border spend years living underground in China.
脱北者跨越了他们国家的边境，总之就是逃出北韩。
Spend years living underground in China.
在中国是一个幽灵人口的状态，躲藏住在或是困在中国。
So, 这些所谓脱北者，他又跟 refugee 不一样，他的英文是 defector。Defector. Defector 的意思是就是这些人逃离一个地方然后投靠到敌方阵营。OK, 所以翻译会是类似叛逃者一类的 defector. 所以脱北者我们叫做 North Korean defectors. OK? Alright, so let's take a look at today's passage one last time. More than a million Venezuelans have moved to Colombia in recent years.And in an era of record-setting migration, when borders seem to be getting thicker, harder to cross, Colombia is doing something that you don't see very often. It's opening its doors and it's letting people in. Okay, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and recording as always, and I will see you guys next time.